Economist Dr. Delisle Worrell argues that migration of skilled workers is essential for the development of small economies like ours. His observation comes at a time of some simmering discussion in Barbados about our ability to keep our young professionals at home.
The fact of the matter is that a small economy cannot, by virtue of the limited range of activity in which it can attain internationally significant production, provide employment opportunities for the majority of its most talented population. If government wishes to afford each member of the population opportunities to realize their fullest potential, the official strategy must contemplate the emigration of a majority of their foremost minds and abilities. This circumstance calls for a revision of educational policies which aim to tailor skills to employment requirements in the local economy. The Caribbean's tertiary-level institutions produce large numbers of graduates in managerial, business, professional, and personal services, far too many for the requirements of the local economy. Many seek jobs abroad, and many more find local jobs in which they cannot use the skills they have acquired. All too often, those jobs are in the public services. Those students who have aptitudes and aspirations in scientific and technical fields will find little by way of example or inspiration in the Caribbean. There are no hometown heroes in the scientific, technical, engineering, and mathematical fields, and no local mentors for a majority of those with these skills, because Caribbean countries boast few industries that employ such persons. Their models for employment are overseas, as are the job opportunities for those who are trained in these areas. Caribbean educational policies must be tailored in light of this reality. There is a widely recognized deficit in tertiary education in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics in the Caribbean. The challenge is not to supply graduates to work in the region, but to raise the quality of Caribbean knowledge and education in these fields, which, on the whole, is not up to highest international standards. Our governments owe it to our finest minds to give them the best start possible in scientific disciplines, even if there is no possibility of employment for them in the region. The program which best demonstrates the potential of STEM education of Caribbean students is an initiative of the US-based Caribbean Science Foundation, through which more than 100 Caribbean students have been put on paths for careers at the frontiers of scientific endeavor in North America. Education of the population to the best internationally accepted standards should be the objective of all Caribbean educational systems, so that everyone has the choice of a career at home or abroad. Those with an inkling to make their career locally will do so if they can find jobs that pay well and offer good career prospects. Such jobs will most often be with companies that offer internationally competitive tourist, business and financial services and other efficient and productive enterprises. Other graduates, especially from tertiary institutions, should be supported if they choose to seek jobs abroad.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.